The City of Springfield's Office of Planning and Economic Development has announced it has received a complete site plan application for the MGM Casino project, triggering a 30-day internal review and setting the stage for a public hearing by the City Council within 45 days. A site plan application filed with the city by MGM Springfield in October was rejected by the city's planning office as incomplete. MGM submitted additional information and fielded questions about the plan from city officials at a public presentation on November 18th. Philip Dromey, Springfield's deputy director of planning, said city officials with the help of hired consultants are now prepared for their due diligence with MGM.
It's time really to kind of get to the nuts and bolts of this and be able to get to the final completed set of site plans and ultimately to the city council to get this site plan approved and the shovels in the ground.
There have been a number of changes to the design of the casino project since MGM was awarded a license to build it by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission in June 2014. Most startling is the proposed elimination of a 25-story glass facade hotel. MGM officials say a six-story hotel, also with 250 rooms, will be more economical to build and will be a better fit with the surrounding architecture. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has endorsed the new design for the hotel.
This is a much, much better design. You still have the same four-star hotel rooms, 250 on it, and it brings a lot of, I know a lot of South End businesses, that area, Red Road, they're very excited because you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people walking in that area.
Sarno has vowed not to approve any changes to the casino project that would jeopardize the jobs, annual payments to the city, and other economic benefits MGM has promised. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis assures the promises will be kept.
We remain committed to everything we campaign for. That is the largest private economic development project in this region, certainly in Springfield's history. That is $1 billion of payments over 40 years to the city of Springfield. That is 3,000 jobs, 2,000 construction jobs, and a world-class resort.
Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton has been critical of the recent design changes proposed by MGM and skeptical about the impact the changes will have on promised jobs and projected revenue.
In order to win our assent, MGM is going to have to demonstrate that they are providing other ancillary benefits above and beyond what was originally contracted for.
Fenton has asked the city's planning office to obtain additional information from MGM, including a construction timeline and a cost savings analysis of the redesign in preparation for public hearings that have been tentatively proposed for early January. The five-member State Gaming Commission will hold a public hearing on the new MGM plans this Thursday at 2:30 p.m. at the MassMutual Center in Springfield. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby has described the proposed changes as significant.
Change in and of itself isn't a bad thing. They have been very creative folks. They've come up with a fabulous idea. It's a unique project in the history of casino development. And if they can maintain the same fundamental elements of the project at a price they can handle and that the city can deal with, then we're going to be fine with that.
Crosby said the commission will likely defer its decision on the proposed changes until after the mayor and city council act. Although the new casino plans eliminate the 25-story hotel and shrink the total size of the project by about 10%, MGM officials say the project will cost $950 million, a $150 million increase over the original budget. The city's planning office has published details about the casino project on its website. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.